So let's just go back to your family for a minute. So you went, you were in Kensington, and then, as far as you know, or your family told you, were you then sent to Ireland?
No.
You went straight back.
We went from Kensington to Liverpool to get the boat. We were there 15 days.
In Liverpool?
In Liverpool, waiting for the boat to come.
And where did you stay then?
Different houses from different people. That's another thing. My mother said she had never met such lovely, lovely, friendly people. The Liverpoolians.
So they looked after you, and then you got on the boat.
And the boat came from Scotland, where half of Gibraltarians were already in there, on that boat.
I wonder what numbers we're talking about. How many?
I don't know. Thousands of people.
Must have been.
And this is another funny part. My uncle, one, not the one that had the affairs, the other one, the single one, he met a Gibraltarian girl. He fell in love. They were going to get married. Then the war finished. She was going to Gibraltar. So he wanted to stay in England. So she said, no way. I don't like England. I'm going back to Gibraltar. You love me? You follow me? Fine. So he had to stay. She went to Scotland to get her boat. He come with us to Liverpool. This boat, I don't remember the name, the boat came over to Liverpool and picked us all up, this other group. And there, he met his future wife. She was on the same boat, so they went together to Gibraltar.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, that's a nice story.
And they got married the following few months later, I think it was. Because we arrived there in August, and I think they married sometime May, June, somewhere around there.
So while you were in London, did your father ever come and visit?
Yes, he came for a month.
Can you remember that?
No, I don't remember it that much. My brother did, because he was older than me. He was 2.5 years, and his memory, he's got fantastic memory. I remember seeing this man, which I had never seen before. Don't forget, I was only a year. By the time my father came, I was only 3, so there's not much memory there. But I always used to think, I'd never seen my father. Then we came, even when we arrived in Gibraltar, neither my brother or myself, we ever asked my father why he was different, because he had his cup, you know, the spine. And yet my sister that followed me, she asked him. That I do remember.
Was it noticeable then?
Not in the front, because he was a tall man. He would have been taller, because apparently this happened at the age of 12.
So it grew like that?
Because he used to carry a lot of things in his bag. Wood for the fire and that. And obviously he must have been weak. And at that time they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, isn't that sad? Tell me, do you think he would have sent money to you?
Oh, yes, he used to send money every month. I think the government, they were taken from their wages.
Oh, from his wages. So
yes, because he was working, that's right.
But you still had, you know, obviously your mother was working as well.
Yes, so that was
up to the nurseries presumably were free.
Yeah, so that was that was up to the money, or to buy herself clothes or whatever it was. Because they didn't like the dinners in the hotel, so they used to buy. And I think they used to cook up in their rooms.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yes, so they used
again,
to buy
foreign food.
That's it, what they could find, because they couldn't find, not only that, the language problem.
Did most people then not speak English?
Yeah, the majority of them. At that time, I'm not sure if the money was still Spanish. During the Spanish Civil War, they must have gone to British English money. But I think they used to use Spanish money.
I heard, though, that mostly that in school you spoke English, but at home you spoke Spanish.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes.
So that is what I can understand now, that the children of Gibraltar hardly, the younger generation, they don't understand Spanish. Even some of them don't even understand Spanish. Which I think, I know what that we don't like to be Spanish, fine. But that is a different language. It's good for the children when they grow up.
Yes, to have both.
To have both, because it was so easy for us. Because when we were in the playground, we used to speak Spanish. Once we got in the class, it was English, because the teachers used to teach us English.
So why was the language a difficulty for the Gibraltarians that came over? Surely their English was quite good.
No, because they weren't taught English at that time. They must have, but the majority of them didn't go to school. My mum didn't. My mum used to know how to read, but my mother didn't know how to write. I couldn't understand that. Yes, she read Spanish. She loved reading. And she, with difficulty, but she read English. But she didn't even, very difficult. Someone had to teach her how to spell her names.
So could she write in Spanish?
No.
Gosh.
No.
So she had no education?
No.
And this was the same of a lot of that
generation? The majority. Only the very...
So was it then that the men had an education and the women didn't, or how?
Well, my father left school at 10, but because he loved learning, he carried on with his books, and he wrote English and he wrote Spanish. He worked with English people, obviously, so yes, he was well educated. He educated himself, he learned, he taught himself. He used to have two jobs whilst he was an apprentice. He used to open very early a cafe to give the Spanish their coffee and that before they went to work. And just before 8 or up at 7, he used to pass it over to somebody else. And he used to run to learn his trade.
That's really interesting, because when you said earlier, when you were talking about the mother who was dying in hospital in Bristol, and you said, well, the sister couldn't write.
No.
I just meant that I thought she didn't know where the address was.
She literally didn't know how to write.
That's extraordinary. So
we didn't find her husband, because my mother had no connection. Our husband heard that Gibraltarians were brought into England, to London. So he went to the Home Office, and he knew the name, obviously, because he married my aunt in Gibb. And he went looking for us, asked, and they told him where we were, and he came to London to look for us. And we went for a week or 2 weeks, I think. We went to North Wales, and that's where my mum met my aunt again, after I don't know how many years. And she told her about her mother having died.
Right.
And then we went to Jeep after the war, and back again, that's square number one. That's it, no connection again with them.
I mean, what I think is really extraordinary about the story is this enormous culture, it makes it even more of a culture shock. And you're coming from a small, tiny, tiny place, you're going to central London, you don't have the language and you can't write.
No.
And you also...
My mother used to get... Some friends did. And my mother used to get friends to write to my dad. That's the only way she could... So people used to know her business.
I'm just wondering how cruel people are sometimes. That if the Gibraltarian women were working with English women in a factory.
My mother learned how to speak, not fluently, but I mean, she used to, oh yes.
Do you think there was any racism towards Gibraltarians in London?
I don't know. There must have been.
There must have been.
Mind you, my mother used to say they used to have great fun. Because a lot of Gibraltarians were working together, weren't they?
Mm. And also, they had this sort of joy de vivre sort of,
things that they'd never seen before.
Yeah, and so different culturally, really, from the English women, who were very kind of closed, you know.
Yes.
Mm, very interesting.